The Alaska State House of Representatives passed a resolution supporting Canadian sovereignty on March 24. Now the resolution will be presented to the Alaskan Senate. The resolution, which received bipartisan support in the Alaska State Legislature, affirms Canadian sovereignty, but also condemns measures designed to counter U.S. tariffs, such as British Columbia's proposed highway tolls. It also condemns restrictive trade measures, which would harm Alaskan and Canadian economies. The Senate's Resource Committee heard from Chuck Kopp, the Anchorage Republican state representative who introduced the resolution, as well as Yukon Premier Ranj Pillai. Kopp told state senators that the resolution wasn't partisan or ideological, but rather representative of endearing ties between Alaska and Canada. "It's an unqualified affirmation of our shared history, mutual defense, talking militarily and then community to community that have bound our state to Canada over centuries," said Kopp. Kopp also referred to the movement of Indigenous people over the lands before borders were drawn. Pillai testified and told senators that tariffs puts the Alaska-Yukon relationship at risk. "While Alaskans and Yukoners share common goals," said Pillai, "many Canadians are concerned about threats to the Canadian economy and national sovereignty." He reiterated that Canada will never be the 51st American state. Matt Morrison of the Pacific Northwest Economic Region also testified at the Senate committee hearing, urging support for the resolution. "It means so much more than just the words," said Morrison. Alaska Senator Shelley Hughes cited a March 27 Yukon News article regarding the pause on Shaquik Road maintenance funding. Morrison said a lot of funding that has been paused has not been withdrawn. In April 2024, Pillai announced the territory had secured $31 million to maintain the Shaquik Corridor via the American Statewide Transportation Improvement Program. At that time, the Alaskan Department of Transportation and Public Facilities confirmed via press release the funding was approved by the Federal Highway Administration. However, an executive order signed by U.S. President Donald Trump this year stated that agencies must pause the disbursing of funds appropriated through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Yukon Government Cabinet Communications told the news in February 2025 that Shaquik funding is being affected by this pause. John Rada, the president of the Arctic Winter Games International Committee, also testified in support of the resolution. Sarah Frampton, the executive director of Arctic Team Alaska, also spoke in support of the resolution. She referenced how Alaska will be sending 355 athletes, coaches and staff to Whitehorse for the Arctic Winter Games next year. "When our athletes arrive in Yukon, I know they will be welcome, not just as competitors, but as friends," said Frampton. Mike Coons, an Alaska resident in Wasilla, said there should instead be a resolution of support for U.S. President Donald Trump, citing Canadian countermeasures to U.S. tariffs like Ontarian threats to withhold electricity and British Columbia proposing highway tolls. Coons said U.S. Democrats were more concerned with blocking Trump than they are concerned with making America and Alaska great again. "Let this resolution die in committee," he said. Ian Tremblay, an administrative assistant to the Alaska Legislative Information Office, told the news that the resolution will be heard in the Senate Resources Committee once more before being passed on to the Alaska Senate. "There, it will go through at least two readings before state senators vote on the resolution. If passed, the resolution will be transmitted to the governor as a formality before being passed to officials listed at the bottom of the resolution. Those officials in question include Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, as well as U.S. Alaskan Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, and Alaskan Congressman Nicholas Begich. Gregory Gillow and Blaise F. Frawley of the North American Aerospace Defense Command are also listed. Canadian politicians listed on the resolution include Prime Minister Mark Carney, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly, Export Minister Mary Ng, National Defense Minister Bill Blair. The Canadian Consul General in Seattle, Craig Weichel, is also listed. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.